McDonald's is coming to town, but not everybody is hungry for a Big Mac. The city's Heritage Advisory Committee has sent a letter to Thorold City Council to voice their concerns about the proposed hamburger chain restaurant on the corner of Pine Street South and Sullivan Avenue. Nothing will be added to Thorold's appeal, local economy, and housing situation by space-wasting corporate outlets with their in-your-face presence, reads the letter. While a McDonald's might fulfill the occasional need for convenience, it will make a negative impression on visitors who expect an authentic downtown vibe. The vice chair of the Heritage Committee, Joe Pratula, feels disappointed that the committee was not consulted on the project. "We weren't even aware of it," he tells Thorold today. "We found out by watching the council meeting. Normally we would be given an opportunity to comment on a proposal like that." Because of the 2022 municipal election, the Heritage Committee was not operational between July 2022 and January 2023, a crucial time when the proposal was being reviewed by City Hall. Committee members have several concerns, but their main beef is that the McDonald's will negatively impact the historic feel of downtown Thorold. The Downtown Thorold Development Guidelines provide direction for commercial, mixed-use and public areas in the downtown, with a strong focus on preserving heritage and character in redevelopments and new developments, and with parking areas that are attractive and comfortable, reads the letter. While the project is moving full steam ahead, the committee still hopes to have a meeting with the developer behind the project, Serge Carpino, to discuss the exterior look of the restaurant. "So that maybe it might just blend a little bit better in the neighborhood," says Pratula. "They've done that in other cities, like Niagara-on-the-Lake. The old look would blend in the neighborhood and not be so in your face." Carpino has said that the chain will draw visitors to the downtown core, but committee members do not agree. "A fast food supplier like McDonald's is a pit stop, not a destination," reads their letter. "While there is a need and a desire for such establishments, they do not belong in a historic downtown center." Pratula points to neighboring cities, like St. Catharines and Welland, where the McDonald's restaurants are located outside of the downtown cores, near malls and highways. The Heritage Committee also fears that the McDonald's will take away business from local merchants. "We already got four restaurants that serve burgers," Pratula says. While committee members planned on presenting their letter in person at the August 1 City Council meeting, they were urged not to. "We had to withdraw our statement, which really perturbed us, that we're not allowed to have a say in it because it will have quite an impact on that particular area," says Pratula. The whole affair has left Pratula frustrated. He says that over the past year and a half, Thorold City Council has repeatedly favored developers, while ignoring the voice of Heritage Thorold. That's why he resigned from the Thorold Heritage Advisory Committee on Friday, August 18. "So it will be up to the other committee members to keep protecting the historic feel of downtown Thorold. If no change to this proposal is possible anymore, we urge you to not let this become a precedent," concludes the letter from the committee. "Our city's downtown, any city's downtown, is its heart and its soul, not a service center promoting the generic outposts of giant corporations."